One of the most important that people don't realize is stress. And it's, are you stressed? Are you stressing yourself out unnecessarily? And did you know that stress can drain your adrenal glands that sit atop of your kidneys? This also affects the balance of salts and water within your body, and it affects your blood pressure. And draining your adrenals can also increase blood glucose levels that cause inflammatory reactions throughout the body. And there's different diseases. Cushing's disease is an example, when the adrenals overproduce cortisol. And anyway, it can also affect your sleep. And stress is one of the key contributors to cancer itself. And that's just because people are under stress so much. And I talk about that in my book, Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead, so you can find that. The second thing that we know causes increases your risk of cancer are processed meats that are kept from spoiling using nitrates that are basically heavily concentrated salts that cause cancer. Nitrites and nitrates have been classified as class 1A carcinogens, and along with cigarettes. So all you bacon lovers and bologna and salami, wake up and smell the cancer. Cut out all these processed meats, deli meats, hot dogs, sausages, pepperonis, bacons, because they massively increase your risk of getting that big C. The next one, number three, is fluoridated tap water. And the fluoride the U.S. drips into your drinking water does not help you build strong teeth and strong bones and fight cavities. That's another big lie. So if you drink tap water, including making your coffee, tea, or mixing it with any of your powdered beverages, you're fueling cancer cells by drinking a highly toxic insecticide that's a byproduct of the industrial divisions of most in China. That's the industry that produces all of the fertilizers. And it's exported as sodium fluoride, and it's a toxic bug killer, one of the most toxic substances in the world. And again, Americans are drinking tap water, and they're getting it. Also causes apathy. So everybody's drinking water that makes people dumb, sick, in the need of chronic sick care pharmaceuticals. And again, in cancer, we're talking toxic chemotherapy that actually causes more cancer. Number four is aspartame. They call it the sweet misery because it's an artificial sweetener. It's made from the excrement of E. coli. It's a bacteria that causes weight gain, cancer, increased appetite, even though it's used for weight loss. Anyway, the next one is MSG. And you know that MSG, for a lot of migraine headache sufferers, MSG, they know, can really cause, increase your risk of migraines. But then, that's called monosodium gluconate, by the way, and we know that it increases. They call that the Chinese food syndrome. It's also in canned foods, canned soups, and spicy chips, and cured meats, and fast food chicken coatings, and a thousand other products in the United States. But we know it causes inflammation, and especially inflammation in the liver. The next one is processed oils, number six, especially canola oil. When you're using corn oil or safflower oil or sunflower seed oils for your cooking, and especially canola oil, even if canola oil is cold pressed or organic, you still would not want to use it. It does cause your blood to coagulate. And so when you do use oils, you want to find one that's hexene free. And it's a vapor, the constituent of gasoline. And most of these oils are processed with hexene. And so you're getting that in there. And again, you know, cooking with oils, you would use avocado oil, coconut oil. Those are going to be your best. And butter, you want to get that Kerrygold butter or pasture butter. Number seven is, I think, vaccines. And that's in holistic health. We include vaccines, especially the flu or influenza shot. And they've been publishing all kinds of articles all over the internet on vaccines that contain neurotoxins in the vaccine. And if you want, you can just get the ingredient list that's listed on the vaccine insert page. That nobody ever reads those, but even nurses and doctors, they never read them either. But when you're taking vaccines, you're taking in African green monkey kidney cells, you're taking in aborted fetal cells, aluminum, mercury, it's listed as thermosol, it's in nearly all flu shots, you're getting gelatin, eggs, casein, you're getting peanut oil, and all of these are causing severe allergies. Egg allergies and peanut allergies, they're on the rise. And it could it be since the mid-80s that these oils and eggs and other byproducts are in vaccines, and we're injecting that directly into the bloodstream of people. So, we've got to take our break. So when I come back, I'll cover 8, 9, 10, and 11, and of the causes of cancer, and then we'll go into what can help alleviate some of those cancers. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back. Let me go back and finish these last four that are the top 11 causes of cancer. Number seven I went over was vaccines, and now number eight is prescription drugs. And yes, the very prescriptions your MD recommends you to take to get at almost any American pharmacy are oftentimes carcinogenic, adding to your own health chaos. A lot of these drugs are not as healthy as possible. And personally, I think dietary changes, herbs and vitamins, excuse me, actually need to be the foundation of most health care. But when you go back to the early 1900s and the pharmaceutical companies were creating all these new, what they called patented chemicals, and patented chemicals are protected, and so they wanted a sales force that would be exclusive to these patented medications. And that's when they kind of joined forces with the American Medical Association, MDs, and the MDs became the ones that were able to write prescriptions and sell these new medications. And these medications, you know, basically were patented, so they would guarantee their sales. All of the natural medicines, vitamins, minerals, herbs, dietary changes, drinking water, none of those are patented. So, of course, the AMA, they lost their understanding of how to do that. Again, a lot of MDs used to practice when you go back to the 20s and 30s, you know, because they didn't have all of these drugs, and a lot of MDs weren't exposed to them. They used natural methods, but the more these patented drugs became the mainstream, the more doctors let the natural stuff fall aside. So we know prescription drugs can add to your own health chaos. Number nine is all of the white flour, white foods. And nearly all white foods are bleached, and that's with regular bleach. And bleach, we know, can increase your risk of all kinds of cancers, especially pancreatic cancer and bladder cancer. So when I'm talking about white foods, think of white bread and white rice and white pasta and pure white sugar and white flour and sometimes even these pure white coffee filters, because the paper itself has been bleached. So you have to be careful. The number 10 is pesticides. And we're talking pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and insecticides. And then we're also talking GMO modification to crops. So they're engineered to contain more of the pesticides. And so not only are they sprayed with unlimited amounts of these chemicals to kill bugs and weeds, they also kill us. And think of it, when the bug eats those pesticides, what happens is their stomachs explode. Well, when you breed the plant to actually produce the pesticide as part of the plant, and then you can spray even more of those pesticides on the plant, well, when people eat those things over a long period of time, what's it affecting? It's affecting their stomachs and the digestion and the absorption of nutrients. The same way it explodes a stomach of an insect, well, your stomachs aren't going to explode, but they're certainly going to become dysfunctional over a good period of time. And then number 11 is diabetes. And that's right, because studies show that if you're diabetic, you carry an increased risk for many different types of cancer. And the reason is because you have higher levels of circulating insulin. And insulin promotes tumor growth. So the following cancer risks are almost doubled by the presence of type 2 diabetes, and that's pancreatic cancer and liver cancer and breast cancer and bladder cancer and colorectal cancer and almost all of the blood cancers like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and even cancer of the womb. So you have to be careful, but it's the that's why we want to keep sugars under control. And at the same time, there are the next article I want to talk about is the top 7 natural cures for cancer that the FDA, CDC, AMA, they don't really want you to know about. But I want you to not believe the myths perpetuated by the country that invented all of the top preventable diseases. We actually developed preventable diseases. Most cancers and Alzheimer's and diabetes and heart disease are all preventable through lifestyle. And if you go back to the turn of the century, most doctors had barely seen any of those diseases before. So a century ago, those diseases weren't around. So anyway, that was the article on the 11 top causes of cancer. And the next one is the top 7 cures for cancer that get buried by the FDA, AMA, and CDC. And before I go to that, Adon, how are we doing? Questions, comments, anything?
We're doing okay at the moment.
Okay, good and good. And let's see. What are they? Oh, the working. Listen, we're putting that the top 11 causes for cancer. I send these articles to Fred, and hopefully soon They should be, if someone goes to Natural Solutions Radio, they should see these articles being posted.
I'll have them this week. This show will be up this week. So if you look at our page, this show will be up indexed.
Okay, indexed. And then the articles that I send you, hopefully we can post those articles so they can see those.
Yes, as soon as I get some articles, and I'll get something going, and I'll have a secondary page of archives.
Okay, good. So we'll have them on there because I saw there was a question. And almost all of the articles that I talk about, I send them to Fred, and Fred can have them put on the website so people can see them. Anyway, just before I start the next article, which is the top 7 natural cures for cancer, we're coming to the top of the hour. We only have about, a minute and a half left, so I guess we can go ahead and take our break now, and we'll take the break at the top of the hour. This is hour number 1, so we're going to get ready for hour number 2. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. I'm going to go ahead and check the Facebook page for comments, and while I'm doing that, here's our commercial break, and we'll be right back after these commercials, and we're going to start the second hour of Natural Solutions Radio.